Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we investigate real, unsolved cases in pursuit of justice. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.
Minus one.
Bunch of lollygaggers, dude.
Minus one.
We are on time. The music's still playing.
That's because the music is playing for the last minute.
Yeah, I've been giving everyone a concert.
We're helping Marcos and his new single.
Yes.
That's only been out for about
2 years.
6 months.
You got
something.
It. Still a hit. Still a hit.
So, man, did you see that game last night?
Which one?
Crazy. Yeah. The 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Brock.
First of all, I could not believe they scored that many points. Now, I'm talking about between both of them.
F you, Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Why? Why you don't like Brock Purdy?
Because he's the reason why I'm not in the fantasy football championship.
Oh, so you were playing in the semifinals and you were playing against Brock Purdy?
I had a 24-point lead.
And the only person left was Brock Purdy.
And I had Jonathan Taylor.
Oh. And how many points? He had four touchdowns, right?
Or five.
Five touchdowns.
I needed him just to score four. I lost by 6 points.
Oh, man. So he had a million points, huh?
Him and Nakua, and the guy had Nakua, the guy that I lost to. He had Nakua and
Purdy.
So you know what sucks? When you start your week and you see that Nakua dropped 46, and then you end the week and you see that Brock Purdy dropped 41. Those are the two guys that beat you. Ugh. Good season, though, team. Good season. Better luck next year.
Yeah, I was first place in the Odyssey regular season all year, just to lose in the first round to Jimmy.
Ah,
really?
What a life.
To Jimmy.
Hey, so basically you're basically the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Winning out.
All right.
Your boy.
Who?
Me.
Yeah. Hey, if John Harbaugh is available, Leroy.
Huh?
Marcos.
If Harbaugh is available.
Jay Fig.
John?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, not Jim. Jim's winning. If John is available.
Here's what I don't. And here's the difference between handling and hiring a veteran coach versus hiring a new coach. When you hire a veteran coach, there's certain power that you have to relinquish to him that I don't know that people that have your ear are going to be willing to give up. You understand what I'm saying? So, for example, you could never bring John Harbaugh here when Chris Greer was here, because that means he's going to get a lot of Chris Greer's power. And why would Chris Greer do that? So you have a lot of that going on. So depending on the structure of how you're going to – who's going to have the power, that determines who you can bring in. And it has – before you even go out and get a coach, you have to determine that portion of it, whether the new guy is going to be the GM or he's going to be a player personnel guy that you pay like a GM because the coach is going to technically be the GM. You know, there's a lot of things that have to be just that. That's why you notice a lot of GMs don't bring in old coaches. And when you do bring in an old coach, you really don't even know who the GM is. Think about all the older hires. Who's the GM with the Chargers? Right?
No clue.
Like, there's just certain coaches that come in that demand that power, so that if they go out, they're going out on their terms. And because they have that cachet, they can do that. A new coach can't. So when you have Mike McDaniel come in, he may have a say-so, but Chris Greer has the power. So if you want Jim – John Harbaugh or Chucky or, you know, some of these older coaches that had success a long time ago, John Gruden, they had a winning record since 2001.
Woo!
But y'all want him a head coach. So,
not good.
Think about the power you have to give up. Because, first of all, if you get somebody like John Gruden or John Harbaugh, how much do you think he's going to cost you a year? 10+. So, like, are you sure you're ready to do that? I don't know if I would, like, even if John Gruden was a viable option, I don't know if I would hire somebody who's been out away from the game for that long. John Harbaugh is a different situation. He has grown and adjusted as the game has.
Here's a question.
Sure.
With Gruden.
Yeah.
That man didn't win when he came back to the Raiders.
He did not. That's what I'm saying. Yep. Like, what's you say, oh, he's who's successful? How is he successful? He ain't been successful in 2001. So his success, wait, Vlad.
He hasn't been successful. Wait,
Vlad.
The last time he was successful was with Tony Dungy players.
Vlad, here's the amazing thing. Dolphins fans, I saw that Dade South. Damn you.
Point for you, YouTuber.
So here's the deal. Dolphins fans complain about and complain to me all the time. You know, especially me. We've been paged for 25 years. We ain't won a playoff game 25 years. So let's go hire a coach that hasn't had success in the same amount of time. His last success was last time you won a playoff game. But that's who you want? And you justify that? With the way you've been talking about waiting 25 years for a win? So, okay, you just want something new. I would say, if it's not somebody like John Harbaugh, okay, then you're going to end up with another new coach. You're going to end up with another, you know, like, coordinator. I just think that. Now, sometimes what's unfortunate for an organization is you are always opposite the cycle, right? So when a whole bunch of excellent options are available, you just hired a coach the year before, right? When you pick a quarterback, the next year have five quarterbacks that end up damn near being Hall of Famers.
Point for Toby.
What'd he do?
What'd he say?
Frosty the Toe Man.
Okay.
So, let me ask you. Hold on. I can't understand why this guy is chiming in in mic drop moments, but didn't have time to do the show.
Well, he's a rap bastard.
That was Tobin?
Yes. And then, look.
Dade South, who's been on fire today. Let it show, let it show.
Wait, you can't sing that with you walking around in your socks because your toe hurt.
I got my shoe back on.
What is Tobin doing?
Let it toe by Boys to Men.
You guys hear Louis Roy's musical number in Frozen?
Let it toe?
Did you guys see that DK Metcalf?
I saw it.
Suspended 2 games without
pay. He got suspended 2 games. And one of the things that I understand why they did it, but here's what I would say about that. Why do we make the assumption, and we do this with athletes, right? You should know better. They always say about the athletes. I turn on the TV, and the people that have more responsibility for what's going on in this country, right? We don't say they should know better.
No.
And it's amazing. I guess my problem is, why are athletes always low-hanging fruit, right? To all the things that go wrong, to all of the is you can mess with that. You won't mess with the people who are directly responsible for your future.
And don't tell me that.
But you would turn on the TV and mess with. And here's the other thing. Why isn't that guy have anything to do with it for having that situation? Because guess what? I have a big problem with this. if you say something that you wouldn't say to a man on the street, or if that same man was on the street and you didn't know who he was, you wouldn't walk up to him and say some of the things you're saying, you deserve to be knocked out.
Which because, he wasn't knocked out.
Because DK Metcalf is a man first,
yeah,
then a football player. Yeah. Stop making him a football player and then a man.
And I hate that.
I hate that.
And then they say, oh, you're making so much. Don't put the money.
They ain't got nothing to do with money. Look around. Look around the world. Some of your richest people are your jackasses. But, again, athletes are low-hanging fruit. Right? Everybody can sit behind their mic, can sit up in the stands and comment on athletes and what they should do. And to be honest with you, all athletes are neutered. You can't respond.
And Jukebox is right. Stadium not banning dude for start. Basically, if this guy did it the last time,
right?
DK Metcalf was
right. This is not the first time,
right? So
he's going at it.
So I'm gonna go at the Lions security and I'm gonna go at the NFL security, because guess what? You're allowed. Don't tell. There's just things you can't say to another person and act like there's not gonna be a response.
Right, but that's just it, Vlad. That's the thing that everybody's trying to protect their interest while leaving the athlete out to dry. Like, he has no, like, there's certain things people say to you and do to you that if they did that on the street, it would have been go time.
Like somebody says, man making millions and millions, toughen up, bro, sticks and stones. No.
Money got, listen, what you do is not who you are. Stop making it, he making a bunch of money, so he should behave. Turn on the damn TV. To anybody that say that, turn on the damn TV and look at all the people making all the money. Shouldn't they know better?
Speaking of the money, he's going to forfeit $555,000.
Hey, one fish, for two games. Fish, three fish. That's just bad. What are we doing? Jennifer, a little, you laugh to yourself.
I'm not the only one in the room.
You laughed to yourself. Giggle. You ain't gotta bust out loud. That was a loud ass chuckle.
I don't really like this. You want me to be mute?
I didn't want to say anything, but Jay Fake texted me on the side while you were talking and was like, I bet nobody went toe to toe with Leroy. And I was like, too much, Figgy, please.
Show the receipts.
But I'm just
throwing me out there.
Just saying, listen, yeah. I understand that DK Metcalf probably should have, you know,
not
shouldn't have went too far, right? Leroy pulling the race. I never said nothing about race.
What?
What are you talking about? When did I mention race?
I don't think you did.
You idiot.
Me?
No.
Heard.
I mean, again, Joe Lewis, whatever. When did I say race?
What the hell does M3B mean?
I don't know.
Men in Black 3. The suspension would also void $45 million in future guaranteed money, according to his contract.
Well, because they could get out of it is what they're saying. But here's the problem. That guy almost follows DK Metcalf around.
Yeah. That's
to heckle him.
Is that not harassment?
It doesn't matter. But I just like, I'm like, you know what? It bothers me to no end that people will see something an athlete does. Most of the time, they're really young men. I'm going to say, listen, I wasn't what I am today, 30 years ago. I might have been a little childish. I might have took things personally that I don't now. Glad, stop it.
Exactly.
Yo, Dave Self is on fire right now.
No, I don't.
He
but
is
I don't.
Steph Curry right now.
Total recall.
He is Steph Curry
So anyway,
YouTuber.
Like, but we didn't have the coverage that we had back then. And keep in mind, athletes, a lot of what drives them is the negative stuff, right? And people yelling at you or whatever, that never bothered me. It doesn't bother me, because I look at those people as being weak. Like, oh, you have to yell that because, you know. But everybody's not like that. And in today's world, where you could get canceled for saying some of the same crap that dude supposedly said to DK Metcalf, But we expect DK Metcalf because of the amount of money he makes, not because of the person he is, the amount of money he makes to have a cooler head. Just because you buy a ticket don't make you exempt.
You know what I would do, right, Leroy?
What?
On my off day.
Go find him.
If you have an occupation, I'm going to your job.
Right.
And I'm going to harass you the same way you right. harass me. In front of your coworkers.
Right.
In front of all your people.
Right.
And if that caused a commotion and that caused a disturbance in your job and you get punished for it, then you understand what your actions did. Because that's the only way. Because it's easy for them to do all of that. They know they're not going to be called out. You know, they're
right.
not going to be called out. If right. they get interviewed, they might think, oh, this is my little 15 minutes of fame and everything like that.
That's how they look at it. They don't, they think they can do things that have no ramifications, right? Like, you can just do or say whatever you want. I'm just amazed at, and I'm going to say this as a general comment. I'm not speaking about any one person or anybody on the chat or whatever. I can't believe how stupid humans are, because you will call out an athlete and call him and say he should know better, he should this and he should that. Yet the people running your country, the people that are more responsible for your well-being, you sit on your hands. Shame. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic that I would expect a 60 or 50 or 60-year-old man running the country to have, I would expect him to know more than DK Metcalf. Not taking anything away from DK Metcalf. But I'm saying, like, you know what? You play a sport that's really emotional, and you got a guy heckling you that travels around to heckle you. Could be a situation, I'm just saying, right? Like, he's going to pay the penalty, and that's fine, but like, to expect more out of DK, to anybody who will come on the radio or TV and say DK Metcalf should know better, turn on the news channel. Turn on a news channel. And I want you to have that same energy to whoever. But have that same energy to the people that are most responsible for your future. Not an athlete. I ain't responsible for your future. But the people that are, you sit on your hands. Cowards. I think you're all cowards. You want to know the truth? You're cowards.
DK plans on appealing, of course, and hopefully, because that $45 million.
That's $45 million. That's,
come on, that's guaranteed money. It's time to play a game, guys. It's time to play a game I've been looking forward to.
Another one.
A viral sensation.
What?
The Rhyme Game comes to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We got all the games, guys. The Rhyme Game, next on Tobin and Leroy.
Why are you lifting a finger up on the way out? Like,
next!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we tell real stories of unsolved crimes in an immersive way, covering every facet from the individuals affected by these crimes to the justice system yet to resolve them. In this investigative series, we provide an in-depth look at a variety of lesser-known cases in hopes of finding new information that can help establish culpability and bring resolution to them once and for all. Hear raw, true crime stories like never before. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.
Stupid Pat McAfee.
First of all,
no.
The audience did not see what we were... just blessed with.
The best part is that you can see it, like,
you can see
on
his
the
arm.
Reflection.
Right, you can see his arm.
So listen.
Leroy was dancing.
I wasn't dancing. As the elder of the group, I was merely giving suggestions because Jennifer spilled something on her shirt. She was trying to wash it off,
and I made
thus
it
creating
worse.
A bigger mess. So I said, What you got to do is you got to go in the bathroom and get in front of the blow dryer and.
But you got to get up and do it.
You got to get up. You got to get up in there underneath the blow dryer because you know it blows down, yeah. Right? So you got to be.
Boom. Get that blow dryer. Boom.
Imagine me in the bathroom doing that. Somebody walks in.
The only person going to walk in is Lupe because she's the only one here.
So far.
Hope it's not a Sibby in there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this comes
soon. Oh, man.
Is it good?
Tasty.
You had a cream soda with soda?
No, I got a Coca-Cola Holiday Creamy Vanilla, which is basically
it's the same cream soda I have, except he got it in diet.
And mine was free.
By the way, Marcos is upset. Pat McAfee stole this
bit. Oh, yeah. Pat McAfee's doing Christmas trivia.
He called it Merry Quizmas.
Merry Quizmas, which
I make so much things better.
Which I know is upset because you're like, how that was right there. How did I not come up with that?
Such a good name. Wait. Yeah, it is upsetting. But very kind. You're saving Vlad the last little bit of that bottle there.
So I still have here for Vlad if he wants to try it.
So kind.
Thank you. I'm going to go try it.
So kind. So kind.
Oh, you're going to. Okay.
I mean, at this point, everyone has tried it. It'd be unfair if we didn't get a review from our boy Vlad.
I just don't have ice for him.
Yeah, no one had ice for me either.
This one's colder, so if you want to put some.
Yeah. I would say take the bottle. Take the bottle.
Take the bottle. Just take the bottle.
Yeah, because that's like my.
Also, if you get if you do drink the bottle, you're also going to be incriminated into this crime.
Hey, wait.
Gotta clean the fingerprints off.
Let's start wiping off.
For sure.
Wiping the bottle clean.
Yeah, all good. All good there.
Wait. Vlad went right. He said, "This is a crime."
He started
wiping down the seat.
Mind you, it's already there. Okay.
Fins up.
Mix it
with the Woodford.
Mm. Oh,
it did cross my mind, but I'm working.
My mind's telling me no.
I don't think you should be singing that.
But my body.
I don't think you should. Sing
yeah, that's true. Right. He's been canceled.
Can't be doing it.
Right.
But
I tell you what, they play Michael Jackson. They don't play no R. Kelly.
Hold on. This is not fair what Anthony said.
Wow.
I knew Vlad'd be taking sloppy seconds.
Wow.
I can't even answer that.
None of this was.
No. Nope.
I'm not even going to answer that.
No. Nope.
I'm going to answer that.
Hard belly.
Wow. I mean, Dave South. You must be on Christmas break or something because you just sitting around. You ain't got nothing to
that
do.
Is a good one.
Point for YouTuber.
All right, he's a Twitcher, by the way. Yeah. Dave South is one of the only OG Twitchers.
I've seen it on the YouTube, so it's either YouTube or Twitcher.
It's okay. Either way.
On the socials.
All right. This has been sweeping the internet. Should we take a break?
I just got Odyssey points, guys.
What? From who? You and Lupe just exchange it back
who?
And forth.
Yeah,
do you want to know from
who? I would like to know.
Someone who you didn't think worked here.
Oh. I know who it is.
Chico?
No.
No.
I know who it is.
But will you get
it's
one
not
of these?
That I didn't know.
Who'd you steal that from?
Odyssey Backpack, baby.
You got that from promo.
Nah, I got a lot of Odyssey points.
Life.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
How are you getting so much free stuff? And you're hardly here.
I'll be working.
I'm not going to lie. The soda's
pretty good.
There's more here.
It's cream soda, though, right?
This cream is good for the mouth, bro. I ain't going to hold you.
I'm going to tell you what, though. No. Let's go to break. We need to reset.
Let's go to break. Let's reset.
We need to reset.
We're coming back with the rhyme game. It's viral.
Can I video you doing it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we tell real stories of unsolved crimes in an immersive way, covering every facet from the individuals affected by these crimes to the justice system yet to resolve them. In this investigative series, we provide an in-depth look at a variety of lesser-known cases in hopes of finding new information that can help establish culpability and bring resolution to them once and for all. Hear raw, true crime stories like never before. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.
What a shocker! Our lovely... Oh, a new t-shirt! Dang, that looks like a...
Minus one.
We got new shirts!
Minus one.
Yes.
And put her underneath the blow dryer.
All right.
It didn't work out.
Oh.
Didn't work out. It's still there, minus so I had one. To go look for a new shirt.
That's cool, though. I want one of those shirts.
Look, she's no. like...
She was, like, hanging upside down like a bat?
No!
Oh.
The only bird she probably liked.
Ah.
What?
Is that a bird?
Is it a bird? I would think so, right? They fly?
Yeah. Good enough for me.
A bat's got... Is a bat a bird?
Is a bat a bird?
Yes.
Those are the things you find out right here on
no,
the Family Boy Show.
A bat is not considered a bird.
Prove it.
It's a mammal.
Why? Because it's black?
No.
It is not a bird. It is a mammal.
You would say that, Leroy.
It's true.
All right.
Man.
They produce milk?
Yes.
Oh. No, he's right. Bird is not a... It's not a bat. It's not a bird. It's a mammal. He's right. The only mammal capable of flying.
The only mammal capable of flying.
Mm-hmm. Of true flight.
They have
true
fur?
Flight.
Wow.
Hey, what? Why?
What are we going
it's to? Amazing.
They don't lay eggs. They
you know,
as all the time around,
I did go to college.
All the time around.
Well,
Toba.
Listen.
When did you learn about bats?
Yeah, we think Ishembleke got you on the on the field for 23
no,
hours.
Can I just tell you this? Michigan school and Michigan athletics were two different entities.
Ah.
They did not mix. So if you were struggling in school, there wasn't nothing the athletic department could do for you.
Ah. Oh. Well, let us get to the viral sensation of the rhyme game. Now, Leroy, I'm going to explain and then I'm going to show you a video, but all of us will have an opportunity to participate. And whoever does
it. Am I the only one who's not going to get it because you got to show me examples?
No, I just know this isn't on your algorithm. But it's going to be very simple. If you can, please load the easy version. Say the word on B. Ready?
Wait. This is way too loud.
Okay, let's perfect. Ready? Okay. You see? Now, bell. Jingle. Well, I do need to hear it slightly because I need it to be a little
bit.
We got two
songs going on here, man. We got
So let's get rid of the game show music, and we got to utilize the music that's on this video here. As you see, there's a beat that'll be playing. You have to match it and say the words at the same time of the beat, right? So this will be jingle bell. Seems simple, right? You understand what's going on here?
Why are you having us play games that you play with Tadpole?
This is actually very viral going on right now. A bunch of adults are doing this.
Raise the volume of the video a little bit more.
It's the highest it can go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive.
It's not my fault.
what about the PC pod then?
I think it has to be him. Yeah, no, I'm
slightly raise a PC pod if possible.
It is very slightly. Santa.
I think this is
okay,
good.
Okay, now I think it's fine.
Okay. You understand the concept of the game, though?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's start this from level one. I want to give Leroy an opportunity to practice before we get to the medium level.
The video sound is loud on the stream.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, that's good enough right there. I feel like Leroy, if you need to hear it, you should be. You hear what's going on here, right? Okay, Leroy's eyes shot up.
Okay, so you want me to start from the beginning?
Yes, let's start from the beginning for this one. Leroy, why don't you try this one out?
Okay.
Are you ready?
All you gotta do is match the beat, say the word.
Okay, shut up.
He's right.
1, 2, 3.
Bell, jingle.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
Bell, bell, jingle, jingle, bell, 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 jingle.
All right, slow it down. Okay, we're good.
Bell, jingle, jingle, bell, jingle, jingle, bell, bell.
All right, I'm liking it so far, so good.
Jingle, 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 jingle bell, jingle bell.
I'm liking it. I'm liking it. And this last of the easy. All right, no, we're good there. So let's pause this one. Let's pause this one. You understand the concept of the game. I'm sure you two understand the concept of the game now too, right? You guys get it?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get rid of the elves. Let's go ahead and get to the medium version, and we're going to start it. Each one of us is going to try this. Whoever does it the best gets a point and advances.
But you got to do different songs, right? Because if you do the same song, everybody's going to get practice.
You would think that. All right, this one's you, Leroy. Level one, easy. Let's go. Anytime now. Ready?
Three, tree, three, tree, 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 three, three.
Okay. Okay.
Tree, three, tree, B, B. Three, B, B, tree, B, tree, tree, B.
Okay.
B, tree, B, tree.
No. Let's go. We're right.
All right, keep going.
Ready?
Go.
Sock, box, sock, box. Sock, block, block. Sock, clock, block, sock, block.
Hey, yo.
Dude. Next. 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 Wait, you laughing? No, let her go next.
No.
Wait, we were just going trees and bees and then because knock, sock, box, clock.
No, that's like, not, it's not no, a box. That's a block.
It's a block.
Whatever. I was just getting hooked up to the tree.
Because you did the easy one. This is like the one that everyone keeps doing now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you go.
I'm not going to do well, so you can't.
So, no. I want to see you be miserable, too. Like, everybody sitting here laughing at me. Like, this is not easy.
All right. Now, Leroy.
Jennifer's next. Yes. You're next.
All right, let's start.
No, we're doing the same one?
This same video.
We
didn't even get to level three yet. So she says she gets to level three.
Okay, go.
All right. Ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Come on.
Nope.
Ready. Watch it.
Tree.
Okay.
Tree, B.
No, I can't. Oh, the B is where people get messed up.
Okay, wait. Let me do this one again. Hold on. 3B, 3B, 3B.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I did better than her.
So far.
Because I'm laughing.
All right, level two, medium. How's she doing?
Sock, block.
Whoa, that started strong. Hey, out the gate, she was there.
Okay.
Oh, wait, started to talk about.
No, nah, you're good. This one, go.
Wait, hold on.
Block, clock, sock, knock.
Oh, okay. I failed.
Knock, block, knock, clock, sock, clock, block.
Yeah. Hey.
This is bad.
Right. Lane trying to do it in the background, screwing up. No, so it don't even count.
I'm just saying, I'm letting you know this is bad.
Peach.
Right, okay.
Stitch and peach.
Stitch, peach. No, I don't like this one. Beach? But I don't understand
Stitch,
what Stitch
peach,
Grinch.
Peach, Grinch.
Oh, because
B.
Stitch Grinch.
I'm not being sorry, beach.
All right, let's get out of this one. Let's go to Hard Santa. Level Hard Santa.
Wait a minute. Why would you go to Level Hard Santa when none of us is getting even the easy right?
Literally.
Because I downloaded these videos and I got to use them. Jesus. Let's go.
And I got to do this?
Yeah, let's go. You got this one. You start off. This is easy.
Go. Santa, Fanta.
Oh, you know black people know about Fanta.
Santa, Fanta. This is hard. Santa, Fanta, Panda, Fanta, Fanta, Santa, Panda, Fanta, Santa, Panda, Fanta, Santa, Santa, Panda, Panda, Santa, Fanta, Panda, Santa, Fanta, Panda. Oh my God, this is hard.
Okay.
12 elf.
No, that's a shelf and that's a chef.
12 bench. Wait, what?
I think that's a shelf.
Oh, 12 shelf, elf, chef.
Why is there a chef? I don't understand the chef.
What do you say?
It all rhymes.
Isn't that a chef right there?
Yeah, but I just don't understand what that has to do with an
elf. I don't either. This is terrible.
All right. Take me back to the first one. I'm doing Santa. I'm going
to
show
Wait,
you.
Wait, why you go to the easy?
No. The first one is Santa. Yeah, yeah, this one right here.
All right.
Ready. Santa.
He does this on the break.
Santa. Santa.
You've been practicing.
Panda. Listen, I almost cursed right there. 12, 11, 12. What?
All right, I'm going to be honest with you, bro.
This was viral, and I'm going to take the clip from it.
Yeah, I'm shutting this down.
But I never want to do this again.
I'm not going to lie to you, buddy.
Yeah.
I love your games. But today?
This was good.
he threw a no-hitter.
Not your best one.
No. He donut.
No. He threw something.
He offered it.
You might want to put an S in front of that hitter.
There's only one way to come back from this.
Another game.
Christmas Family Feud when we come back.
Oh. I'm Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat. Listen to our games here.
The Heat are back home tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we investigate real, unsolved cases in pursuit of justice. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.